One of the props that we're all going to be deciding is Prop 60, which would require adult film producers to provide condoms to ensure that performers use them during their performances, doing, you know, vaggie and butt stuff with,
sure,
with penises. And so we have Julia Ann. She is an adult film star, and she is leading the fight against Prop 60. She wants no on 60. Let's get her in here. There she is.
Hi.
Good to see you again.
I'm not for dog rescue.
I know. It's like, where are the puppies?
Now it's human rescue. I almost brought one for you. Or, you know, I was listening to the show, and I realized I should have brought a turtle.
Yeah, she loves turtles.
Apparently, I really dropped the ball.
It's okay.
Good to see you again. This obviously is a topic near and dear to you because you're leading the fight against Prop 60. I remember I was walking up to a Target and there was somebody out there with a clipboard and they were like, you know, want to sign the petition? And I'm like, well, what's it for? It's for condoms and porn. I was like, get away from me. I'm like, I want condoms and porn, but that's my own preference. But what is the deal with Prop 60 and why are you so against it?
Well, you know, just to be clear, everybody's against it, really, except for the proponent.
The
opposition is actually very fierce, and then we'll get into why it's so fierce. There's over 100 human rights organizations, 45 out of 46 editorials so far oppose it.
Including Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, all the major parties.
Every major party, the Green Party now, every major party opposes it. In fact, the LA Department of Public Health yesterday concluded that Prop 60 will have a negative impact on performers' health and safety.
Is that because, Julia Ann, is it because... Right now, you do a ton of testing, isn't it? Aren't you tested for HIV and all that stuff every couple weeks or something?
We are tested. We're tested every 14 days.
Okay.
And so a lot of people don't understand. They kind of revert back to this old theory of a test that used to be used, which is a very old test called Elijah. And the Elijah test actually really didn't detect HIV maybe for 3 months, where our tests are very advanced, mm-hmm, and we detect it within 10 days. And a lot of people just don't get that. And they also get kind of, there's a distinction between being detected for HIV and actually having AIDS, and people think it's the same thing, and it's actually not.
Is that what this is really about, though? Is protecting the performers from getting AIDS?
Not, no, it's not. Actually, let me tell you what the condom law really is. Only in the summary, really, is there a lot of condom talk and a little bit inside the language, but the POP is actually about 14 pages long. And a lot of reporters have actually called the language in it insidious, because in there it kind of twists where it's no longer the producers that are in trouble or could be fined. It actually goes into anyone with any financial interest. And nowadays with the website, the industry is no longer the model that it was in the 1970s, 80s, and even early to mid 90s. The internet kind of made porn almost ended up with its own Etsy store, right? Like, it's just every performer
has
a financial interest right now. So it actually falls back onto the performers.
They can be sued.
The performers can be sued. And on top of it, it has tried to sort of rewrite the way it's written. It kind of leaves out a part of the legal system that you would actually have to rewrite the legal system in order to make this work.
Rewrite the penal code.
No!
Okay.
Where's the drummer?
So what it does is it takes it straight from suit to discovery, leaving out that opportunity for the person to come in and say, hey, no, it's this, this, and this. So when it goes straight to discovery, that's where the performer's legal names and addresses become part of public record.
And why is it a bad thing? Because you're scared of stalkers finding
you? Of course. Okay, I'm just going to tell you, first of all, a lot of guys have this problem too. I'm not going to say guys don't get stalkers. However, any woman out there who has had a bad relationship or somebody who didn't like them or liked them a little bit too much, with Prop 60, it's that on steroids, which means any person who thinks they have a relationship with us that they don't actually have, and I have those, mm-hmm, somebody who actually means us harm, they can actually get our private information
God, that's scary as hell.
Stalk us outright. And it, and the lawsuit state, the lawsuit provision in there gives the right to sue to all 38 million California residents, and it offers them a 25% money reward. So there's a financial incentive to file lawsuits and get our private information and stalk us. Now, you
But what, I mean, for the people who are for this damn thing,
the proponent.
Are they for it? Are they throwing... It's for the children in there, so it's like when children are watching porno that they're going to see responsibility and usage. It's not, I mean, what's their argument?
They've tried that argument too, because as their argument has failed on it being for worker safety, and everybody has condemned that.
Like the last time?
2012.
There was a Measure B pushed by the same proponent, and many parts of it were fought and found to be unconstitutional and unforceable. So
that was just for LA County.
That was for LA County.
Statewide.
It's for statewide, but then on steroids with incentivized lawsuits to the entire state and every resident. So imagine incentivizing 38 million people to file lawsuits against people, you know, or 25%
bounty. Why would I file a lawsuit against you?
Because you didn't see a condom, and you only have to not see it in a single frame of film. Now, let me give in order for it to be possible.
How would she get damages? How would Heidi Hamilton get damages? What harm is done to her?
Right.
There is none.
That doesn't make any sense.
There is none. And this is where I want to say, as they lost that, because the polls dropped significantly as people started reading this, they started going, wow, this isn't a condom law at all. This is actually just a legalized harassment law. So went from 70% in their favor to 40% in just like a month, because people started actually reading it.
So the motivation is to get people out of the industry altogether. So if you don't want to be stalked because your information would be out there, they're like, well, maybe Julie Ann will retire from the business, and maybe it'll encourage other people to go into other businesses and try to get into porn altogether.
There's a far more sinister plan, and I will tell you that in just a moment. But I do want to talk about what you said about children watching porn and seeing condoms, or young adults are trying to make it look like it's safe sex is sexy. Okay, that's fine. But according to the proponents and this law, we can do the Steven Spielberg thing and just computer generate it out, and that's perfectly legal. So that doesn't really compute if you want to take it into a public, like it's for public health.
Well,
because
if
you just told us we could get rid of them in the final.
Right, now I'm totally confused. Because if you can CGI the condom off of the male performer and then you release the film and I see no condom and then I try to sue you, like, no, we had a condom on, we just digitized it off.
That's the catch. That's the cat. That's the rub.
But can't you just say that about? Can't you just say that about any? Yeah, we've digitized that.
Yeah,
that's
we use it.
So that's the
whole
thing.
All condoms have been removed from this film.
No, genitalia was harmed during the making of this video.
So dumb.
So it's not. And again, let's just take, you know, that what you would consider straight sex, you know, because a lot of people don't really pay attention to then the fact that there
Listen
are
up,
other.
Heidi.
Yeah, yeah. Straight sex. It's been so long.
That... Oh, that's so funny. What are you doing tonight? Okay. So you could move into the fact that the LGBTQ community. So you've got these transgender, and you've got the gay part of the industry, and you've got the lesbian and the queer, and so you've got all these different parts. Now they already have hate groups. They already have people that don't like them. So you're actually going to incentivize people to sue them and stalk them?
Yeah, like, so basically you're saying, for your own safety, get out of the business, is what they're trying to do.
No, there's the other rub.
Really?
Okay, so let me tell you who this employs, for that way, you know, everybody out there understands. What does it mean to your pocketbook? We already have Cal/OSHA. That is who develops the regulations for safety for workers. Now, the industry has been in talks directly for the very first time. Thank God they have allowed us, the performers, to finally have a discussion about what our job is and what we need to be safer. Well, the proponent of Prop 60 doesn't want us to write our own regulations with Cal OSHA. He would like to take control.
That's because he wants to go to every porn set and be like, I'm here making sure everything's all right.
Looks good.
What a pervert.
There's another reason, too. The law you need supposed to wear condoms is rarely enforced. And since 2004, there have only been 40 on-site inspections and 49 citations for not using it. So the law's there. OSHA's supposed to be inspecting, and they're not.
Nope, that's not necessarily true. That's what the proponent would have you believe. Although the majority of those things that you were talking about, they were the things that were sent to OSHA, were the proponent filing those things to be inspected. So there's actually a long history of harassment when it comes to Michael Weinstein from the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, who is the sole proponent and has spent $5 million of nonprofit money from the foundation to further his political agenda, because in page 11, it even discusses that the proponent has written himself into a full-time job at the taxpayer's expense, and we will also be footing his expense report, meaning his legal bills and everything else, and the people that he will be generally employing will be the 38 million residents to file lawsuits.
So his motivation is basically he gives himself a job and a title and we're all paying for
government
it.
That sounds fishy.
That sounds very fishy. But there's something else I don't think you've mentioned. And I mean, what I have heard people say is the problem is this will drive the porn industry, which is a huge industry in California, as we know. It's a multi-billion dollar. It'll drive it out of the state.
Well, it will drive it out
and
of the state.
And so that's the main reason. I mean, this fear of lawsuits and stalkers finding you is one thing. The fear of spreading sexual diseases, porn, people in porn do have
the
a
children.
Higher,
and then there they'll
higher
go
rate
the
of
jobs.
Disease. Sorry,
no,
but the jobs will be lost, and that's the main reason.
But you're talking about statistics that also aren't necessarily in a peer-to-peer reviewed.
The job loss thing is what I'm asking about.
There's a fear mongering that AHF is purposely using in order to push this agenda, which is to be like, oh, the industry is riddled with STDs and we are a fear to the public. But the realities is that
you're cleaner than the rest of us.
It is factual. It is actually statistically factual. I can't even talk. It is statistically correct that it has been cited that if the mainstream, if the public in itself tested half as much as we did, STDs would bottom.
So this is incorrect. The Los Angeles County Department of Health has determined that adult film workers in this state are 64 times more at risk for gonorrhea, 34 times more at risk for chlamydia than the general population of LA County. And according to a peer porn worker review, there's a higher rate of STDs among porn workers than the general public. So that's the opposite of what you just said.
I can only tell you what I've read as well. So,
is it the main reason you don't want the industry to leave the state?
No, the reason is because we are terrified of something that we can't possibly adhere to.
Somebody who says stalking her wants to get her phone number or her address, he could sue to get it.
And I
not
get
just that, but it legalizes harassment in the state. It actually, there's parts of it. First of all, I did not know when you start doing propositions. It's amazing that when you get involved in something, how you realize how they actually work, right? I didn't know that any person with a few million dollars can actually write a proposition. I thought that it actually had to be somebody in the legal field. I thought it had to be somebody who was actually
involved. How do you get all the signatures?
Involved.
Don't you have to get signatures to do
Yes, because he sends out, Michael Weinstein sent out all his people to go to different places and say, don't you want to make porn people safer? Don't you want them? Those greedy producers. But the performers are producers today.
I don't think you guys should be able to be sued. That doesn't make any sense. And I don't think the people should be able to look you up and stalk you. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
But it isn't harassment if we're simply saying, hey, follow the law from 2012 of Measure B and follow this new law of Prop 60 passes, which says wear a condom. That's not harassment. It's saying follow the law. I can't jaywalk and I can't speed. I got to follow the law.
But if you're wearing
a condom. But we don't know. But 38 million people don't have a right to sue you
That's silly.
And you cannot vote for 25% of a law. You have to vote for an entire law, because once you vote for a proposition, you have to add another proposition on the back end to change the proposition?
Mm.
That is absolutely ridiculous. The other thing is, we are the only industry, in as far as workforce goes, that is being somebody is trying to take us out of the ability to do what everybody else has a right to do, and that's work with the governing body to develop regulations to make us safe. Cal OSHA has just now, since February, decided that stakeholders can sit in meetings with them and discuss, this is our job. You've never understood it before because there were actually no regulations put in place for us. They were a cut and paste from medical and emergency doctors and such like that, which we technically couldn't have adhered to.
And Julianne, not to interrupt you, but I have a question, because if they truly cared about STDs, you know, women can give them to other women, so there's no protection there that you were... You know what I'm saying? What? So it's like, what's the protection there if you really care about that?
Well, once again, this is where Prop 60 lies to the people, because it talks about intercourse and it talks about anal and penile. But if you go further into it, it throws it back into a blood-borne pathogen, which then goes into dental dams and everything else you have to cover and keep from any sort of fluid transmission whatsoever. And that is not even like I.
So who wants this? The condom people want this. Condom people.
Michael Weinstein. And if anybody
inventors of sex dolls.
Dude, if anybody were to put Google the worst offenses of Michael Weinstein, your blood would curdle. So you know this is.
I wonder
the man
if he has a condom
supporting.
On that corn cob up his ass.
So can I just say, look, I'm not making any sort of moral judgment. Some people do, and I don't. I'm not that sort of person. I don't like the nanny state sticking their nose where it doesn't belong. Mm-hmm. But I think it seems to me the main reason is, or one of the main reasons, is if the porn industry, which is responsible for a huge part of this economy locally and in the state, mm-hmm. leaves California or goes deep underground where OSHA can't find you, that will be very, very, very bad for the economy in the state. That's why I think this is a lousy idea.
Well, that is. But, you know, honestly, that's not the main reason. We're not saying, hey, it's going to cost you millions of dollars, because we live here too. It's going to cost us millions of dollars. That's not what truly frightens us. What frightens us is, first of all, people being able to sue us and stalk us, and somebody not giving us the right to actually work with who we're supposed to work with.
If I'm in that industry, it's like if I was in, I am in the radio industry, and everyone was deciding on how we're going to regulate radio. When it's like, how about we regulate ourselves? And we do a pretty good job of that. And we have a FCC that does that for us, and we can work out our own things. I don't want the layman who really doesn't understand the business to come in and say, let's do this. Let's protect you. I hate it when people are trying to protect others, whether it be the Indians mascot. Let's protect the Indians from being offended by the Indian mascot. When you ask Indians, they're like, we don't give a damn. It's fine with us. It's like everyone trying to look out for somebody else. The one with the biggest mouth is not even part of the people who should be offended or even working in the business. So I say no on Prop 60.
No on Prop 60.
And that's what we're going to put on our website. I'm putting my finger quotes up. The condom prop, which is really way beyond just the condom, is a big no-no.
So we have different reasons for saying no, but we 60. Both say no.
I don't want to see condoms in porn.
Well, the industry really has different reasons, too. I mean, we don't want it because it will actually undermine the work that we are doing. It will supersede.
And it's the Lord's work.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. We're all here because of sex.
Yes, we are. Thank you, Julianne. Thank you. I can tell you're very passionate about this. So when we vote in 6 days, remember, it's no on Prop 60. We have to take a break.
Go to stopprop60.com.
Stopprop60.com.
There you go.
What's going on in traffic?